brilliant starvation. You make me want, simultaneously, to never write and write so hard that I carve my desk with brilliant starvation and pull the desktop sliver like the string you peel from celery, stalk me, chop me, and drown me in a stew. Mix me with chicken broth bouillon and you so we simmer, and I can breathe in those words like letters in piping hot alphabet soup. It's a damn cold winter, and we shiver and my fingertips quiver, gripping on slippery silverware, and I'm still carving stationery, petrified of genius and amazed by magic. That must be everything, not me. I'd eat my spinach, but these hands aren't strong enough to crush that aluminum without fountain pen. If I can, I think I can, I hope I can, I am what I am. No one told me about fresh spinach, because I grew up poor and stupid, and now I'm just less poor and more stupid. I hate you, love you, and mush spinach is awful. I'd rather blueberry Eggo waffles and hold the chicken shit for the soup, the one with the words that the muses gouged into pasta pieces while I dozed on my laptop and wrote a hole into stark raving starch cravings. It's invisible ink, and I'm a sonnet. I'm the trigger spraying tiny plumes from the shoots of a fistful of spoons, wishing my life had a packet of oyster crackers and maybe some mussels and matter. Someone could spot me the weight, and someone could say, "You've had enough. That's good enough for now. You're good enough now. Off to the showers, soak for 7 hours, and it's okay to laugh. It's okay to smile, even while you miss her, even for a while. You can live on canned soup. They feed it to the homeless and hungry, from the pantries of the housewives who cook in their panties a little more salt in the womb because they married the kitchen. And the granite and the nickel fixtures, the hardwood floors and the jacuzzi and erased me from pictures will excuse me if my windows face out from lonely for years. I filled bathtubs with tears and slept in the deep end of the couch.